Blog Talk Radio.
I wonder what she thinks of me when you're coming home. I know that she smells my perfume under your cologne. I wonder what she thinks of me when you stay away. After you make love to her, but I'm still on your brain. I'm not the jealous type, not like the other guys. I wish you all the best, I'll help you pick your dress. Then you can both go to Paris, you live in the lavish. I'm actually happy for you.
It's like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and a summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't. Watermelon sugar high, a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want your belly and a summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without watermelon sugar.
Shit, have you island? Last minute trip to the island. Trip, trip. when you're sliding. Flip, 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 baby, ride it. Don't hesitate when you in it, cause you know I like it. Baking up a cake for you. Sweet, baby, like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride.
Down mm-hmm. on the kitchen floor, right on that towel. It's my steak and I want it now. Ow. Tell me how you want it. Put me on my back, on my stomach. Baby, let me blow it like a trumpet. I could do it all. I could probably suck a watermelon through a straw. Believe me, every other day, new wig, new hair. Come take me out this smooth glare. I be waiting on you with some lingerie. Just to push it down low like bombs to wave boom. Nothing but a robe in your house. I wanna put these pretty pink clothes in your mouth. Send news to your phone while you working. Boy, you gotta see this shit in person, believe me.
We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it.
Trying to be clear in my feelings, girl. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been overthinking. We really even got a name. We'd be so much better misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
We'd be so much better misunderstood. But don't believe me. I try to do it, I push them back anytime you come and see me. Is it mine or mine? All I know, it just feel right. Don't it feel right? Hey, my thoughts doing what they wanna. Got me thinking out of my can't have like I want you. Oh, you know I'm never that reason. Hold it back, I try to just get me deeper. We ain't gotta be up together, girl. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been trying to be clear in my feelings, girl. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been overthinking. We ain't really even got a name. We'd be so much better misunderstood.
You touch me and my whole mind just go blind. Try not to think all my thoughts point your way. I'm missing you, but I got no right. You're the only one I see so much for open mind.
Fighting, fucking, fighting, that's the way we love and damn I love
playing games just to get a reaction, pushing buttons. You know I'm never that reason. Hold it back, I tried it, just get me deeper. We ain't gotta be out together, yeah. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been trying to be clear in my feelings, girl. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been overthinking, we're really even got an end. We'd be so much better understood. Oh, maybe we're better misunderstood.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Ms. VIP, and welcome to the Love Zone. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you could be raw? Shout out to our illustrious CEO, Mr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Without him, there'd be no us. So, with that being said, I am joined tonight by my diva, the lovely La Perla Negra. Diva, how are you tonight?
I'm grooving. How you doing, diva?
I'm good, I'm good. Well, tonight, diva, we have open mic, and I am excited to hear what the poets have brought us tonight.
Yes, yes, I am too. My goodness, this is going to be good anyway. Even if we had a topic,
absolutely,
it would still be good. Because they always come through with the love and the uniqueness, you know.
Absolutely. So, my diva, two questions. You got your Raw Links on?
Oh, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Absolutely. And my second question is, how about you kicking this off tonight?
Me? Okay. I'm going to give y'all a repeat of last night. For those of y'all didn't hear, this is a repeat. All right. This is untitled.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm a wounded healer. I've never been afraid to be the strange that I want to be in this world. But telling the truth made them hurt me. So healing is lonely work. Even though I'm the one who everyone would come to for uplift, there are times when the question would arise from crying and curious eyes. The healer's supposed to go when she has issues. I simply say, away from it. See, we never actually completely heal from our trauma. We just decide to one day let it go. That is the key. Yet to be in protest of giving of myself would bring about a litany of stressful calls from one who's done nothing but salivate at having a chance to push fury and vitriol from their jealous hearts at me. Some even call me bad company. And my heart is a little black and blue from being put in clumsy hands. So I'm open, but guarded. And when others come for it, they say my standards are a little high. But really, it's just walls I've built to sever the ties that bind. I set them because I learned that without boundaries, anyone can access you. Well, choice, that's a painful chance I'm just not willing to take anymore. Shit, I almost forgot how beautiful my smile is. Still, I persevere, keeping my head to the sun, with a rebel heart and a heart on the run, with a rebel soul and a heart on the run. I found forever when I found myself. And that's their piece.
Ooh. You know what? Tonight is better than last night. Because did you say that the vitriol comes from, did you say jealous eyes? Or what type of, what was that first?
Okay. It says, to be in protest of giving of myself would bring about a litany of stressful calls from ones who've done nothing but salivate at the chance to push fury and vitriol from their jealous hearts.
Mm. Ooh. Yes. Mm. That's a hell of a line, Deva. But you know what? Your smile is beautiful.
Thank you.
I caught that too.
Thank you. It's coming from truth, honey. Now, Deva, I knew you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, this is so
cool. Okay. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I feel like I have writer's block because my heart is under key and lock. After being single for so long, I'm now strong, loving myself wholeheartedly, asking the Almighty to prepare me once again to be blessed with a love that I've never had before. One that would love me true, trust me, not hold my mistakes against me, and realize I am healed. Healed from those who hurt me, that every experience was a life lesson. Maybe they were meant to break me, but no weapon formed against me will never prosper. Did you know I hold the power? I am love from he who loves me. So I can love as wide as the galaxies, deeper than the ocean's blue. I feel so magical, like I could fly. Yes, I could love you, but I have yet to meet you, to learn all there is to know about you. So keep being the man I want with the love I need until I find you. That's at peace.
Wait, you know, I got a favorite line in there, and I think it said, I am love from one who loves me. Is that what you
from
said?
From him who loves me. Mm-hmm. From him who loves me,
yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a staple in my inspirational diet. I love that line. That's beautiful. Yes, because, you know, you have to recognize that you are love. When you recognize that, you know, you find love within yourself. Okay. And you understand that you are complete. Person that you allow in your life doesn't complete you, but they will enhance the happiness that you want to share with them, the love that you have for yourself. You want to share that with them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can truly love yourself, you can love. You can give more love to that person than they probably ever had in your life. Yeah, I love that piece, girl. That's beautiful. It really, really is. Thank you for that, girl.
Mm. Well, thank you, Diva. Well, Diva.
You're welcome.
I am ready to bring the poets in. Are you?
I am ready. I'm ready.
All right. First on the mic is Poetic. Hey, Poetic, welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Why you gotta say it like that? What's good?
Because, you know why I say it like that? You see how you just start off smiley and giggly? That?
Yes.
One, I'll switch it up again. Be like,
all right,
Tyler from Lion King. pinch it again. I'm gonna switch it up. Again.
Oh, Lord. Okay, I'll take that.
Dynamic pieces.
How you doing
lady.
Tonight?
I'm doing
thank
great.
You.
Doing
thank
great.
You.
Dynamic pieces. I love the ink, man. This
thank
is how
you.
Y'all gonna start the show. Okay.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Mike.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, child.
And we can't wait to hear what you
said. She is pressing that red button. Please go. All right. She going
to
do
oh, she has to wait
want.
Tonight.
Wait a minute.
She has to wait.
That's right.
She has to wait.
Tell her.
Sorry.
Kalinda.
We're in charge
Kalinda.
Tonight.
Kalinda, I'm on my way, baby. Just give me a few minutes.
No,
three
we
minutes.
Just
I,
got you. She going to have
minutes,
to wait
I,
a minute. Don't be giving
okay.
her no time frame.
Wow.
3 minutes, baby. 3 minutes, okay?
We're going to
be 3 minutes.
And he stepped. Look at him. See? That's what's wrong with her now.
Yeah, she's a little spoiled.
That's why she got a sense of entitlement. She was not like this when I interviewed her. She wasn't like this at all. Now
you know,
she's
all. For the green eyes. Come on now. She fell for the green eyes. You know she is.
One good thing that you can count on is that people change. And she's not the same person that you interviewed. She's
oh,
evolved. She's evolved.
Ooh,
she's
oh,
evolved.
Yeah, I bet she has. Lord.
Well, I'm ready for that piece because I'm sure it is magnificent. Outstanding.
Well, I'll,
so
I'll let
ready.
You be the judge of that. I'm ready.
All right. Okie dokie.
The title of this piece is called, thank you, Still Am Capable. I thought you lost you, but no, baby, I lost me. Threw away everything I've ever dreamed to be. In order to be the man you wanted and needed, at least your words stated these lies from your lips, and they succeeded in creating this bottomless pit feeling in the depth of my stomach. That became full with nourishment of lies and deceit, and now I ache. See, I no longer ache in pain, while my emotions are poured out like heavy rain, and my tears water the thorns of the roses. My willingness to love again exposes the depth of a man yearning and willing to express this thing called love, no matter how hard the teardrops fall from above. My earthly nature is now guided by a supreme higher power, and I hear his voice louder, telling me to ignore the holes from the demon's darts. Pursue more heavenly thoughts, because what was taken from me is ready to be birthed into my soul so my physical can manifest this glory and harmony of a lifelong conquest. For once, I embrace all the flaws, all the negativity you presented to my face. And now, I've learned to be who I want to be. But more importantly, I'm enough for me. I look in the mirror every day and I see the man who is still capable of love. You heard me. Love. And that's that piece.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Whoa. Ooh.
All
wow.
right now. You are enough.
Yo.
You're more than enough.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to call a corporate meeting. He ain't, we ain't finished with him yet, so you're going to have to wait a minute. Now. Anywho.
Oh.
Wow.
She made this drink called Love for me. That's what it is.
Oh, my.
That's,
Lord,
what, it
that's what it is.
That's what
mm-hmm.
it is. Yeah. She said, because
you know,
one
you
sip.
Stop-
She said, one sip, and I'm going to be in love.
Well,
you know, if you stop speaking on her right now, you know, it's
huh.
kind of like going against what I'm trying to get a little bit
oh,
more of your
sorry.
Time. She can
okay.
really have you for the rest, of the rest of the show, okay?
Yeah,
I mean,
I apologize.
She
no,
can
sorry.
Have him until 10, baby. Let her have him until 10, and then we'll bring him back. How about that?
This whole time. All right, give me a second here, because I wanted to comment on your piece. I really, really like it. I think it was very, very deep.
Awesome. Thank you.
I've heard you do a piece like that before. I heard you talk about love, but not to that magnitude. That was really, really dope. That was nice. Did you just write that?
Yeah, I wrote it today just for the show.
Awesome.
Thank you. That was awesome. That was really, really a deep piece. I like that a lot.
You know what I really love about it? I really love about peace. That piece is, I am enough for me. You know,
absolutely.
That should be everybody's daily affirmation. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You are enough.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. A lot
excellent
of people
piece.
don't tell themselves that enough. If they tell themselves at all, they don't have that mindset that they are enough. That's why I push that too. All right.
Correct.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
This was an affirmation piece for me, and I just hope everyone else got the same thing.
Absolutely.
Oh, I know I did. All right. Before we let you go and then bring you back, but we want to know what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe.
Oh, man, listen. Tomorrow night, on the Get Down with my co-host, J-Rob, the wise son, Mr. Dark Knight, Mr. DSP himself, and yours truly. We're going to have a conversation about black love. I mean, we're closing out our Black History Month show, talking about black love, pros and cons. Bring your pieces. Give us some pros about black love. Give us some cons about black love. I mean, let's have a good time. And then Saturday night, you know, I want to do Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. But my spirit says we might have to do Romantic Sensual Saturday because we haven't done that in a moment. And, you know, it's okay for us to be romantic and sensual. And for those of you that don't know, Romantic Sensual Saturdays is you come spit your piece, I find a song that compliments your piece, and we just keep it moving. So, and then Sunday night's the best night of the week. We got the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And, man, I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, that's what I got going on.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to Saturday night.
I'm at something romantic and sensual, and you never know. I might have to do a collab with someone who shall remain nameless at this point.
All right,
uh-oh.
Now
we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, poetic.
No, a collab up in here.
Let you go.
Please send him over there with this
your
child
girl.
Before I have to
yeah.
fire
I'm
him.
I'm going to send him over to Kalinda.
I am coming, baby.
But we insist you come back at 10.
Oh yeah,
I
won't be heavily liquidated by then. So that's perfect time.
Oh
you
wow.
Know, I'll still be sober.
Okay.
I'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate
Thank
that.
So
we appreciate you.
Yes.
One love, one mic.
Oh, he comes.
One love, one
oh, my mic. God. Here he comes. Hey, Diva.
I'm
going to copy a little bit of what Poetic talking about for Saturday. I'm going to play a song for him. This one might.
Okay.
Does this one fit?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll play this one.
Sorry if it's hard to catch my vibe. I need a lover to trust, tell me you're on my side. Are you down for the ride? It's not easy with someone to catch my eye. I've been waiting for you for my whole damn life, my whole lifetime. Don't be afraid to tell me if you ain't with it. I see your focus, yeah, you're so independent. It's hard for me to open up, I'll admit it. You got some shit to say, and I'm here to listen. So baby, tell me where your love lies. Waste a day and spend the night underneath the sunrise. Show me where your love lies.
I've been so wish to your mystery. Is it because of a history? Are you into me? When it feels so good, but it's bad for you. Can't say I don't want it, cause I know I do. Come on over, I need your company. Craving a synergy. Don't be afraid to tell me if you ain't with it. I see you focus, see you so independent. It's hard for me to open up, but I admit it. You got some shit to say, and I'm in your list, so baby,
tell me where your love lies. Waste a day and spend the night underneath the sunrise. Show me where your love lies. Overnight, tell me how you down. If you're down, don't hide it. Feeling me, you don't gotta deny it. Baby, you gon' make me overnight it. Tell me how you down.
Wow, I like that song.
Thank you. I like that song too. I'm gonna try to match the song with each poem, but if I can, I'll try to get it as close to the piece as I can. Yeah,
no problem. So, Diva, next in the building, we have ourselves a king and a berry. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
How y'all doing? I'm feeling good.
What's up, King? Oh, that's good.
I'm in the A. I'm in the A right now. You know what I mean? So I'm feeling good.
Okay. That's what's up. All right.
Prince in Atlanta.
Okay. Good. I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm grooving. It's all good. Yeah.
So, what you got for us to listen to tonight?
I have an untitled. You can use your own vivid imagination and title whatever way you wanted to. No.
All right, the mic is yours.
All right. Let me begin and send exit on a good note. Kiss your love on the low, place my tongue down your throat. Rub on your hips and thighs as we search each other's eyes. Then taste your apple pie while I slide you on my thigh. Ride as I rise to the point touching your goodness. Sexual instinct, sweetness, here's your moment. Go ahead and own it, double on your nipples with tension. Touch your pearl while I'm off into your world as I bend over while my hands grab your shoulders as you push back. There is no risk factor. We're adults with no gift wrap. Roars untitled, poem without reasonable content. I'm only being honest while we solid smiles are garnet. Hold on to the modesty. Hug the love, that whole honesty. Follow me sexually so you can see the best of things. Pass the dirty version. Call him Lord off the surfboard. I'm a subject matter whore. Step in certain woman's calls. Step in between halls and place myself in warm walls. First out-of-state tour, give me more than I saw before. May I fall into the sensations of your voice that's hypnotic. Handcuff me with your body or mind, so it's harmonic. King.
Mm. Yo, I got a title for that one. I like that. I got a title for it. That's dope. That's dope. I like that. I would call that Ride With Me. I like that.
Maybe you'll call it the Lord's Lord.
That was dope, though. Wow. That was dope.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That's all right. Yeah.
Nice. Well, whoever she is, she's
gotta find out what he got going. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. But we gotta find out what he got going on in the Epiphany Universe and poetry world.
Absolutely.
What you got going on, Ken?
Epiphany Universe, Monday, March 14th, second episode of King and Queen's Quarters, but myself. Atterbury and Queen Simmons. So stay tuned for that at 9 o'clock. I'm saying the conclusion. And on the poetry circuit, tomorrow we have a show, The Poetry Corner Part 2, the hip hop edition. This is the premiere. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And then Monday, we have Poetry Corner, the regular Poetry Corner show. Stay tuned at 8 o'clock, YouTube, Facebook Live. And come through, join us, check us out. We got it all going on right now. Epiphany Universe, Let's Talk Universe. We in here, you know?
That's right. All right, that's what's up. Yo.
Yeah.
I think it's time you go over there and throw back a couple drinks. Give Monica Linda, our mixologist, a little bit. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know.
She's in there, but Poetic is over there already.
Poetic is over there already, so I don't know. You might want to sit at the other end of the bar.
My brother's over there.
Oh my
Lord!
I might have to have a bottle of
No! And we got two fire signs getting ready to go up in there. You got an Aries up in there and a Leo getting ready to walk up in there.
Ooh,
oh, Lord.
My goodness.
I'm going to put some light in between y'all. Cause now, y'all behave here. Behave. Okay, because I'm going to send some more female energy over there. Oh, Lord. Ooh, Lord.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Oh,
All right.
Thank you. One love.
Lord have mercy. Diva, how about our first station break? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it.
This is Tiffany.
Oh, my goodness, Diva. Now, you know you ain't right.
I got a song for that piece that King just did. I'll play it real quick.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Love Zone. I am Miss VIP, and my diva, Love Pearl, and Never in the studio.
I forgot there's an extra part to this song.
It's all right.
I like the piano, though.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back once more. As I stated, we are in the Love Zone, and the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and y'all press 1 to be heard all around the world. And now, Diva, we are going up to out of the States to Canada to our Canadian Diva, Lady A.
All right.
Hey, Lady A. How are you, Diva?
Hello.
Hey, Lady A. Hey. What's up, Diva?
How are you girls doing tonight?
Oh, we're great.
Oh, we're chilling tonight. Good. Grooving and chilling. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just kicking back, doing a whole lot of nothing. Jammers on already, you know.
I hear that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, Lady A, we are open mic tonight. So, what you got?
Well, I go through all these poems, and I think to myself, which one am I going to read? And I go to that, oh, no, and then I find another one. So I haven't quite, I think I'm decided. It's something called food porn.
Ooh. All right.
It might be enjoyable. Let's just see. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, oh, what did this do now? Hang on a second. I lost my spot, of course. And, oh, dear, that's not good. I've been scrolling around for about 15 minutes now, and I lost it, so.
Hey,
do you have another
right.
caller that you could take and then come back to me so I can find it again?
Oh, absolutely. No problem. We'll be back right
but
back
we do that,
you.
And then I won't keep your line tied up, and you can come. Don't forget me, though.
Right. Nope, sure won't. All right.
All right, thanks.
Well, in that case, I am going to bring on the beautiful Miss Lips. Hey, Diva, welcome to the Love Zone. How are you tonight?
What is up, ladies? What is happening? Y'all got a smooth groove going in here tonight.
Diva, thank you. Yeah, we chilling and grooving. Grooving and chilling, guys.
Yeah, I had some little sweet something I was getting ready to bring, but you played that safe word song. Now I got something different for you.
okay, that's all right. Whatever you bring, it's open mic. Oh, I'm a poet. Don't even know it. That's just rhyme. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. All right, well, Diva, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, so in the spirit of Safe Word, this piece is called Come Undone. Come here. Let me taste your imagination. Let me smell the brewings of your innermost thoughts. Let me into your being and show me your sweetest taboo. Let me see what your nectar tastes like and share dark secrets you've never even dared dream. Sear my flesh with your touch and give me pleasure so intense that I beg you to stop. But don't. Don't stop. Make me beg. Give me a safe word I have no intention of using. And show me pleasures I've been afraid to try. Bury your face between my thighs and tongue fuck me. Then flip me over and do it again. Paddle my ass cheeks till they turn cherry red. Then rub me with ice till the burning stops. Now, tie me up. No, tie me down. Lash me to the bed and have your way with me. Dive in so deep that you fear drowning in me. Make me take everything you were blessed with over and over till my consciousness fades. And just before my lights go dim, ask me who I belong to so that with my last mindful breath, I can say, I'm all yours, Daddy. Then finish your deed. Slam into me. Rock the very foundation of my core. Then come so deep inside me that I can taste it. This is the depth of our bond, the sacred trust we share. And next time, it's my turn. Are you ready, baby? to come undone. This is Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Been serviced indeed. Damn.
Well, damn. I'm like, whoop. I got caught somewhere. Maybe a lot of caught up.
Oh, my batteries is charged tonight. Shit, because I'm going to need
one. Oh, Lord.
Excuse me. That piece was hot. Did you have to come in here to us like that?
No.
It's your fault. I wasn't going to do that piece until I heard that safe word song.
Girl. That was absolutely delicious.
And decadence.
Decadence indeed. My. I'm tongue-tied right now.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead. Ooh. That was sexy, most definitely. And now, see, I thought before 10 o'clock we were going to be clean. But now that you brought it on, I got a feeling you done opened the floodgate.
Yeah.
But we shall see, Miss Lips. We shall see. Diva, thank you so much. About to turn on my ceiling fan. Got a little hot in here.
I got the perfect, and you know what? That was so seductive. I got the perfect song for that. And
right.
You know what? We gotta get her over there because we need some more female energy. And poetic because you know, let's get her over there and maybe you can sit down and have a few drinks with.
I'm gonna go over here and get in Van's ear and see if I can't get in on that collab.
I'm going to have to pull him away from Kalinda, Lord. I'm sending you in the... Okay, all right. You have to do
that. Thank you so much, Ms. Lib.
Thank you, Diva.
One
love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Diva, I'm going to do this song real quick. It ain't too long.
All right. Okay.
Come and give me what I've been waiting on. Ooh, your lips are pressed against it. I can't resist you, don't you? Oh, don't you? Ooh, just come and get a bit closer. Take it all, baby, I need it. Don't wait for no one, so come on now. Make it whatever you want. It's one night or forever right now. Could you tell me how I'll make you?
You got my heart skipping me. You got me breathing all the time. How you freaking, baby.
Baby, you know it's so nice.
Now I need to take it. Now I'm biting the sheep. You're loving me so dumb, boy, so deep. You be freaking, baby.
Kissing me, yeah. Let me get you over here and you could leave me well. There's nothing I wouldn't do to you tonight.
Go all the way with it. Lose control and stay with it.
Take it, girl. No, you can't take it, girl.
Oh, make it whenever you want. It's one night or forever.
Oh,
right now.
Oh,
to tell you how
yeah.
to make you
freaking.
Now, see, Diva, that just opened all the floodgates. That song is something. Now,
it opened up my floodgates, wow. That's for sure. So I'm going to be flooding.
All right. Well, my Diva, it's now time to fly to Baltimore. There's our baby Diva. Essentially Johnny's.
Hey, Diva, how are you?
What's up, baby Diva? How you
doing? I'm doing awesome. I'm loving the show so far.
Thank you. It's so good to hear from you. My goodness.
Yeah. Likewise. This vibe is everything. Hopefully I can compliment it.
Oh, we know you can. You know, hopefully. We already know you can. Yeah. That's all right. Yeah. How you been, though?
You know me. I'm always tired. This is my...
That's how it is when you when you're a grown woman thing. It's all good, though. It's all good.
Absolutely. Everything's all great, though.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I love you. You know you brought something, and you know it's open mic. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. The title of this piece is Inception. You warned me with accountings that had me drastically hesitant. You had me worried about the condition of other women's innermost thoughts. You said you had to beat the brakes off. And here I am, longing for gentle strokes, for that insistence. Your fingers stroke while moving in tandem with the rising and the falling of waves. You doled out screams, though, had me begging for reprieve. So unapologetic of the depth fought while molding these walls. You left gaping means of inception, implanting this idea that I could handle it next time. So I kept trying but finding myself in this same predicament with more dick than I meant to ride. I woke with you inside me, unsure of if what my body recalled was a memory or just a dream. You warned me, but with more audacity than I knew infinitely enough, I dared you. And what ensued was this sweeping motion as you lifted both of my legs onto your shoulders and leaned into my resolve so that I might receive the entirety of your intent. And my God, I wasn't ready. If you would just let me lower one leg, I know you warned me. But this idea I now have has me overconfident in the capacity of my resilience. And since there's nowhere I can run, my only option is to come with you. Essentially, Johnny.
Oh, wait.
What?
No. That was dope. Now that last line, come on now. I'm like,
that's what I'm talking about.
No,
girl, ain't nothing changed. Lord, have mercy. I miss your poetry.
Yes.
I miss hearing your voice and just your energy. It's still good. Oh, man. That was delicious. Absolutely delicious.
It was awesome.
I'm just even delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, that was really, really good. Before we usher you over there, female energy in the love lounge. Just tell us what you got going on out there.
I'm all over the back channel. Behind the scenes, I'm getting a chance to work with creatives, inspiring and being inspired. My Instagram is public, so you can shoot me a message there, and we can work together. Essentially underscore Johnny.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
Coming in here, setting the mic ablaze.
Y'all
one night behind
it.
The other.
Oh.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. And guess what? I'm about to set it on fire again with some more music.
Yes.
Right after we send you over there to the Love Lamb.
All right. Thank you, ladies. One love, one mic.
Ooh, I got a song for her, Diva. How about this?
Okay.
Hey.
Diva, Diva, my word. I'm going to tell you, a couple of these poets, I'm sending bills to because they done melted the mics. So okay. They messing up. They're messing up the mics. You know what I'm saying?
It's still so, smoking in this damn studio.
You know,
I'm trying to get the clear view.
shall we bring Poetic back? We got to bring Poetic back. We got to snatch him away from Kalinda. Do you
just
think we
for,
can do
just them? For like two minutes at the top, 2 minutes tops here. Yeah. He said we could.
All right. Poetic.
Hey.
How's Kalinda treating you?
Ooh, man, she always treats me so good. So good.
Lord,
oh, my.
She should. Right. She should.
Yeah.
Well, sir, we are ready for the rundown, if you please.
Absolutely. It'll be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Express Your Vibe with Miss VIP. Saturday night show is going to be Romantic Sensual Saturday, which is truly Poetic. Sunday night's going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly Poetic. Monday night's going to be the King and Queen Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen Simmons. Tuesday night show, Mojave's got the Honey Drippers 2.0 popping off. Make sure you come through. And then we'll be right here next Wednesday for another edition of The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Now go ahead and you can let yourself go now.
All right, I'm off.
Have a good time.
King, get out of my seat.
Thank you so much.
King,
Lord, please don't choose violence.
I got to go.
You better go. That's the female energy over there. All right. Who wants love one mic? Lord. I knew that was going to happen.
Well.
That's why I was apprehensive about him getting over in there.
Yes. He couldn't have went over there. He could have went over the other side of the bar. And kept it light.
I tried to
but
told
we're
going to
bring Lady A back. Yes.
All right. Yeah,
you did. But we're going to bring our diva back. Lady A,
okay. Hey,
are you ready? Lady A, are you muted?
Sorry, I was muted. I posted on the event page a poem that I'm going to read so you can follow along. And just kind of look at the picture that I put with it. I think you might enjoy it.
Okay. Are we going to have okay.
Thank you. This is food porn, so it's all metaphor, and it's kind of a fun poem. It's called Served Hot. Apricot chicken served on a bed of wild rice. A dinner for two at the beach house with party bites, plump meat served hot and sweet. Lick fingers, taste lingers, a sensual treat. Feast on melons and cherry rosettes. Suckle slowly and harder till you sweat. Cup and hold and squeeze to please. Melons respond when hands tease. Juices flow and drip. Kiss me. Let me lick your lips. Meat expands with fingers grip. Eat the delicate, dainty treats and have your fill between the sheets. Sticky honeyed syrupy cream. So delicious, makes me scream. Dinner was served to your delight. I'm dessert. Now do me right. End poem.
Hold on a minute. No. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute.
can't. Hold on, dog. Wait a minute. Becky, honey, choppy queen.
So delicious. Makes me scream. Child, please. Okay, you know what? See, it's after 10 o'clock. Can I just kind of melt all the mics in the studio? I'm going to send you a bill
for me. Hold on. I'm looking. I hurried over to the event page, and I'm looking at this picture, and I want to do something to and with them strawberries. I'm trying to tell you. They still with cream, and that looks like maybe some crushed nuts or something on top of it. I don't know, but them strawberries, and I love strawberries, especially a nice dark child. Mm. I'm by myself. I can't be bringing this stuff in here like this. I'm in here all by myself. Me and Bob,
the Diva, and
my battery operated Diva.
You know that. And wait, and Diva, there's that other line. The other line: meat expands when fingers grip. Stop playing. Now I got stuck on that.
I'm deserving. She's
gonna get
now,
the bill by the end
right.
of this week. There's gonna be a bill for melting the mic.
Yeah, honey.
She killed it.
Lord have mercy.
She killed it.
That was.
Lord, Lady A, have mercy. Have mercy. I think she
this
needs to cool off. She needs a drink in the lounge.
I do. Is there anybody who has a lap available for me to sit on?
Well, damn.
Well, you got to find one when you get in there. I ain't saying nothing. I'm sure you can find somewhere to spread out. Lord, let's get on over there.
Thanks. I'm glad you like the song.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, darling. One love, one night.
One love, one night.
Diva, how could she do that to us?
Well, I got a phone for that, if you really. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, Lord.
Promise that you won't kiss and tell. I'm for real. I want to give you a supply. How it feels when your heart is beating fast. What drifts off your body roaring loud? Say with me. We're roaring loud. You lose if you get it first. Get it first. Let it burst. Much help is to make it hard. Don't hold it back. Get it first. You lose if you get it first. Get it first, let it burn. My trap is to make it. Don't hold it back, get it first. Got a tongue control, baby, can I put it in drive? Wanna pull your hair, ooh, I got some things on my mind. I ain't lying, girl, I just wanna roll. Say it with me, baby, we're roaring loud. You lose if you get it first. Get it first, let it burn. My job is to make it first. Don't hold it back, get it first. You lose if you get it first. Get it first, let it burn. My job is to make it. Hold it back, get it first. Let me go crazy. I wanna dive in face first.
Diva, diva.
I'm so
happy to bring on this, our newest sexy diva of epiphany, and that is Queen Edwina. Hey, diva. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
Hey, diva.
Good evening.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are y'all doing?
I don't know how my diva's doing, but I'm okay. Trying to be.
I'm keeping it at bay. Let's put it that way. Y'all trying to bring it out in me. Y'all trying. Lord. But I'm keeping it at bay.
Essentially, Janice's voice is like ASMR. And with the music,
okay.
I was just sitting here listening. And then along with the music you guys are playing tonight, I'm like, the zone is definitely the up. Definitely the zone.
Yes. Well, you know, you got that voice too, that soft, you know, sultry voice as well, you know.
Yes,
Lord, y'all is doing the thing to us tonight. Oh, God, am I ready for this piece that you're about to bring us?
I'm going to go a little tame tonight. This one is not that bad. It's for...
Are you going to be tame tonight?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm going to be tame.
Okay. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Bear with me 1 second. Okay. And just, I guess our moment exists in orbit. It's a dance of patterned steps, preordained by fate. I wait in bated breath as change arrests our greet, as change arranges our feet. A twirl and a pirouette lets me kiss the space where you used to be. It's a dance as romantic as it is contrived. Another star shoots by, and we'll name that one next lifetime as we exist in orbit. Faces and trust encrusted in space dust, all trusted up in the lines formed by the dots we connected, forming a pattern we named Uhuru with as much freedom and control as the dance we dance in orbit, in your rhythm, in your patterns, worn in sand from the stances of your last chasse. I never imagined I'd be dancing this way. Eyes closed, head back, lost in the tailspin of your last whirlwind. Hands open, collecting moments like mementos, cradled in the arms of your star-like charm. You disarm me. My smile, without warning, as the universe keeps turning, I keep dancing, collecting roses in our teeth as we tango to a heartbeat that feels forever incomplete, and I keep dancing. Black holes open up like throats devouring souls, but we keep dancing. Meteorites collide, creating fireworks in the sky, and we keep dancing. Uncharted universe birth new stars, new moons, new chances, and we keep dancing. We keep dancing. We keep dancing. I keep dancing. And I'll keep dancing. I keep my eyes trained on the time of the minutiae in every move you make, if that's what it takes to keep me dancing. In time, in step, in rhythm, in jest, I'll keep dancing where our moment exists, in orbit. And that's that piece.
Oh man, you did. You even things out tonight with that piece. That was beautiful. Keep dancing.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Wow. Now she didn't melt the mic, but she tinged it a bit. So we're going to allow you. I'm gonna spare my writings on the bill this week for you. Because you kept us laughing. You were listening to you laughing.
Okay.
So I'm just so happy you came through, Diva. You have a directness as well. People say I'm very direct, and I am. But you put it that you could probably cuss somebody out with a smile, and they not even know they're being cussed at. That's what I got from you. You come very subtle, but when you get there, you are different.
What is it? The subtle art of nicety. Remember nicety?
Yeah, nicety. It's nice. That's exactly what it is. That's all
right,
right though.
Exactly.
Right. Because you know what nicety does?
Absolutely.
Right.
Nicety sets boundaries. Yes, I love it.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yay. Yeah, absolutely. No, thanks to you. So, Diva, what you got going on?
Well, I am very excited to be a part of the newest project in the Epiphany Universe. I am one half host of King and Queen's Quarters, and that is going to be on the 14th, Monday night at 9 p.m. right here on Epiphany Radio. And I am also going to be joining King tomorrow night for the Poetry Corner Part 2, the hip-hop edition. And that's what we have going on for right now.
All right.
Awesome. Very
awesome.
Good.
Yeah. Well, Diva, it is time that I officially escort you to our love lounge. Now, you can go to the other side of the bar, please, because there's some rigmarole going over there on one side. So,
yeah.
But Linda will come to you and she'll bring you what you want. All right?
Well, all this hotness, they
back
in
the
fighting. I can't believe it.
Right. All right, darling. One love, one night.
Yes.
One love, one mic.
I got a song for her with that piece, and I'm going to play this.
I ask myself, is this shit real? I contemplate about how I feel. You make it way too hard to think that this could be what you looked at. I don't wanna wait another minute for you. Oh, you got me falling from the ceiling for you. Knew it from the start there was no limit to you. And I'm catching feelings, baby. No matter what I've seen in the past, I won't let it impact that we've grown out, baby. I can't let it slip away, drift away, can't go to waste, go to waste. I say
Okay. Ooh, Diva. I'm going to play a short snippet and then with Station ID, and then we're going to go on to the Poet Laureate of New York City.
Oh, all right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is almost 20 of 11, and you have approximately 20 minutes to call in. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and press 1 if y'all want to get in, because at 11 o'clock, you will be cut off. The Blog Talk Lady, for sure, has no filter. Am I correct, Diva?
No, sir. She has no chill. She does not care. Okay. She's got zero ins to give. Get on in here.
Yes.
Press that one.
All right.
So you can get on the mic. Ooh, I'm excited about our next caller.
Me too. All right. Let's bring in our Poet Laureate from New York City. Hello, J. Rob, the wise son. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, hey. Yeah.
Oh, y'all were talking about me. All right, all right, all right. Good evening,
oh,
ladies.
The voice.
What's happening?
Ooh, I don't know what's going on. Must be my Bluetooth or something, but you're sounding extra chocolatey and smooth tonight. That,
if he burns the mic, he's getting a bill too.
Woo, child. You already know. You might as well write the bill out now, because you already know. You already know. You're going to be able to hold it after him.
All I'm saying is whatever happens, just send me the bill. It's all good.
Oh,
us on his
right
way, because we already know. How you doing tonight, son?
Listen, I got a lot to complain about, but I got a lot to be thankful for, so we'll focus on that.
All right.
I'm feeling much better now. I don't know what's going on with me, but your voice is good. Anyhow, I'm good.
Y'all need to just stop it. This is the way I sound on a regular basis. Stop it.
Well, don't you stop.
All right. I'm almost scared to ask to begin, Lord. But we are ready to hear this delicious poetry, as my diva would put it.
Delicious. I sure hope y'all think this is delicious, because I've been checking out the vibe that y'all been putting out tonight, and people seem to be in a really intimate mood. So.
Okay.
I think, okay, let me come through with something intimate and see what y'all think.
The mic is yours, Lord.
Sexual attraction and affection starts off by saying your intimacy is like a tornado whirlwind that reminds me of ballerina pirouettes with your tongue doing dance steps in my mouth. You see, I want to listen, and I need you to listen to every single verse in slow motion until its conclusion. And no, this is not just poetry, but this is a sexual solution to be your nasty bad girl revolution. And I want to smoke that ass so bad that I want to cause pollution. My attachment to you needs no substitution. And yes, I want to mind fuck you and your friends, because every piece of me is just inches of perfection and equal distribution. Now, let me kiss your privacy privately. Licking your clit like candy, coated licorice unconsciously. Sucking on your clit until you're begging me to stop. So quit all of that screaming. Come in my mouth and let me just blow your top. I want to fuck you so good that it will be hard to explain, but when I die, I want you to donate my brain to science, just so that you can answer the unexplained. I need you to ask all of the masters of nastiness, did he actually accomplish the things that you set him out to do? Let me take your fantasies, roll up on them inside of your head like this was the first time that I ever slid into you, stroking you better than when you was a sexual virgin. Then let me taste you before you let me taste your tongue, before I go back to what I was doing before. We was doing everything that you dreamed of me, and I was fucking you slowly, taking you and tasting you and taking you and tasting you into an existence on another plane, while the magic stick touches the different parts of your sexual membranes, because you know this kind of sex is only for the sane. I'm just trying to fuck you long enough that you can forget your own fucking name. And yes, after that, I'm not bragging. Baby, I'm just trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to fuck you in your apartment, in my hallway, in the elevators, and on our way to the fucking roof. I get it. I get it. I get it. You may not want to lick this after I'm done with it, but if you do, I'll taste it too, just so that you can have a shot at your nastiness times two. Let's have this be your own personal sexual exorcism. And then tell me what you think when your knees get weak in the presence of a black chocolate prince, charming, bona fide fuck freak, asunder. Let me pull it out and kiss your lips again, and introduce you to 9.5 inches of your own personal chocolate boy wonder. Again, I told you, your intimacy is like a tornado whirlwind, like ballerina pirouettes, when our tongues are dancing before I suck out every inch of your existence from your mouth, swallow you, and give it all back to me before I return the favor. What's your name? Peace.
God,
no.
No.
Flub on
my shirt. No, we're not sending that bill. We are electronically sending it. Ha ha. That's what we doing.
No, fuck that. I got it this time. I got the bill. Trust me. Don't you worry about nothing. I got the bill for you.
Oh,
Lord.
Help me, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was. I'll be crying for help all behind the scenes. That good God. You know what? You, okay. Hold on. Let me breathe. Okay. Now, you are one of the dopest poets I know already. But when you come through like that, you just, like, you upset the balance of nature when you do that. My nature, anyway, is just the all... I don't want to use certain words, but damn, that was good. I need a cigarette. And I don't even smoke. What happened?
Okay. I need a drink, and I don't really drink. Okay? You know what I mean?
Oh, my. Right?
I need something a little bit stronger.
I'm really can't. Humble. Thank you, ladies.
Huh?
I'm glad. I'm very humbled, and I thank you both, and I appreciate the love.
Yeah, I'm a word that starts with H, but it ain't humble.
Wow.
Unbeknownst to a lot of people, I really can do this kind of material. I just don't do it a lot.
Yeah, that's why. Let me tell you, I'm ready I'm ready to be called all kinds of bad names. Okay. Now, ready? Let's get myself situated again. Yes. Lord have mercy. You just. I have to savor those words and your voice. And just, Diva, you go ahead. It's your show tonight. I'm just going to sit back and I'm all
that was scorching. And it was amazing. Oh, my goodness. And that bill will be to you electronically before midnight tonight. You just killed all the mics in the studio with that one. You just melted them. Warm up. So, thank you so much. But before you leave, what you got going on, sir?
All I will say, tune in tomorrow, 9 p.m. Bring a seatbelt. It's going to be that kind of party.
All right.
You mean it gets better than this? Wait, you mean it? Are you saying it gets better than this?
Trouble.
Ooh.
Put it like this. Van and myself are going to explore black love, the pros and cons. And I say bring a seatbelt because this type of topic tends to get interesting. So, come through and listen to the pros and cons of black love however you want it. Either you're for it, either you're against it, you're in the middle. And if you're in the middle, maybe it's close, this thing is too little. I don't know. I'm just saying come through. Let's explore what makes black love what it is.
I'll be there right now.
But let me give you all this.
Black
love ain't always African American.
Right.
Here we got that. Black love could be, it could be dark, whatever your complexion.
Right now.
You're right. I'll be there with Belgorn and pasties.
Oh Lord.
I'm not even answering that. I'm like, I'm
okay.
They're
edible. Now listen, J. Rob, the wise son, I'm almost afraid to have you escorted into the Love Lounge. There's something, a little something going on, but I think if you sit next to Queen Simmons, you'll be safe. Okay.
Let him go sit next to his brother. I'm going to sit on the end of the bar by myself, like I usually do.
Ooh.
And have a glass by myself and just people watch.
We got some lovely ladies in there would like to have some company and perhaps have a glass of wine with you.
If the chair next to me is open, the seat is yours.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir.
All right.
Well, one love, one mic to you. Wow.
Yeah, one love and one mic. I'm Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Peace with two fingers.
Oh,
I got a
Diva.
Diva, come on now. We gotta play this song for him. We still gotta play it.
Tell me when to go. Tell me when to stop. Show me how you like it. Let me find your spot. Tell me where to go, tell me when to stop. Show me how you like it, let me find your spot. Let me take your clothes off, your body's warm. You're dripping wet, baby, I feel at home. What we're doing ain't new, it's been done before. By the time that we're through, you'll be begging me for more. Spread your legs and open wide. I'ma take my time. I'm gonna lick you right. Slow it down, don't make a sound. As my tongue goes up and down and around and round. Tell me when to go, tell me when to stop. Show me how you like it, let me find your spot. Oh, yeah. Tell me when to go, tell me when to stop. Show me how you like it, let me find your spot. I feel your pressure rise when I'm looking in your eyes. I'll grab your neck and pull you close. Girl, enjoy this ride. Start off slow. And get real fast.
Yeah.
From the bedroom to the shower. I'm hoping you can not end.
We ain't gonna rush the sun. We'll lead you home.
You look so good in your
lingerie. Now take it off.
Scream my name.
Say my name.
When you feel pain,
baby.
Your witness sounds like rain falling on my window pane.
Tell me when to go. Tell me when to stop.
Tell me.
Show me how you like it. Let me find your spot.
Just tell me.
Tell me when to go. Tell me when to stop.
Show
me how you like
you
it. Let me find your spot.
Well, Diva, wow. I'm almost scared to bring everybody else in for tonight, but we're going to do it. ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening online, you have approximately 5 minutes to call into the studio and be heard. The number is 319-527-6300, and press that 1 because if you're streaming, you're about to get cut off. So, and I know you're enjoying the show, so do call in even if you're listening. So with that, Diva, How about we bring on Just Jay?
All right.
Well, hey, Jay.
On.
How are you, sir? Welcome to the Love Zone.
How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, Lord.
Lord.
Okay. How are you?
Yeah, that's what we
I'm all
saying.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I seen J-Rob come in and do that thing he just did.
Yeah, he did. And he did the thing he did.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lord, how you been,
I was
Jay?
Actually... I've been all right. I was trying to find a piece, but I'm just going to do a prompted piece I did the other day. I just got a new phone, and I got to transfer my poems over.
Right.
It's
That's okay.
All right, it ain't no knock you down, but it does have some elements to it. The prompt was, I'm hidden in this poem.
No.
I implore you, help find me. I'm hidden in this poem. In these verses, among the jewels and gems, in the crags and the crannies, I am hidden in this poem. Lost to myself, near the brink of insanity, you, the listener, find me. Use your GPS. Signal me, ping me. In between these, the lines of my rhymes like distant wind chimes. Plunge your hands under the grind. I am trapped under life's rubble. And maybe, just maybe, you will find me somewhere, even in here, all by my lonesome, a dove cooing, just out of sight, somewhere in the thicket. Trying to protrude through the thick lines in a small nest, nestled, surrounded by thorns. I am hidden in this poem. Poem.
Wow.
That was nice.
Wow.
That was nice.
It was nice. You know, Jay, you got a way of...
I like it a little.
The way it sounds when you speak the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been playing around with it a little bit. I've been trying to get into some narration and stuff like that. So, in preparation for doing that, I've been watching videos to see how to go ahead and get the most out of everything. You know, it's been paying off a little bit for me. So I've been satisfied with it.
That's awesome.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I like it. Very nice. Lex, nice delivery. And I got it. Wonderful. All right.
Hey, appreciate y'all. They're loving the show, too.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You
so we're going to escort you. Yeah, we're going to escort you into the Love Lounge.
Hey.
And,
you
be
ladies.
Careful on there. You be careful.
Yes. All right. One love, one mic. Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love.
All right. Next on the mic is my friend, my good friend. We've been knowing each other for a mighty long time. He's a hell of a poet. So let me bring him in.
Okay.
Hey, Matthew. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
So, Matthew, we are ready. I am.
Okay.
I'm on bated breath, wondering what you're going to bring for us tonight.
Okay, I wrote this one while I was on the phone with someone, so it's kind of special to me. Just Sitting in a Chair is a poem written by Matthew Duvillier. I called you up, said I missed you bunches, and said I love you and that I wished I was there. I asked what you were doing, and you said not a thing. You were just sitting in a chair. I wish I was there with you, sitting in a chair, holding you close and feeling your breath on my neck and running my hands through your shiny soft hair. listening to the sound of your delicate bedroom voice lilting in my ear, wrapped snug in one another's arms, there's no better time, no better place than right now, right here. Then your eyes find mine, and my knees get weak. Our lips finally touch. No more words. No more words left to speak. My spine tingles as our tongues intermingle and begin to dance. My breath quickens, and thanks to your kisses, there's no looking back. Nothing left to chance. I see the reckless look in your eyes, and in a wild flurry with purpose, lustful needs being fulfilled, clothes begin to fly. The sight of you, a missed desire. The taste of you is the sweetest of ambrosia. I want to feel your nails in my back and climax with you and shake the ground like a TNT explosion. Alas, you are so far away. I daydream and think of you with a starry-eyed stare. Sure do wish I was with you, just sitting in that chair. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute.
That was beautiful.
Please. It was. Hold on. Can I get you to repeat a line where you said, what did you say? You want to hold her and shift the earth? What was that you said?
I said I wanted to feel your nails in my back and climax with shake the ground like a TNT explosion.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
all right,
Lord.
Now.
Oof. Eat, I came in here and tore up the mic too.
Jeez, I know.
I would say this. That poem happened out of nowhere, and that's one of the things I really like about writing poetry. I've always been a writer, but poetry is something kind of new. And it has restored my belief in magic. And, you know, the things they tell us are too old to believe in. So it's a big deal to
beautiful. That's absolutely.
As,
you come again, Matthew.
I would love to.
We're on 7 nights a week. Yeah, we're on 7 nights a week. So, you know, just come through, and
right
we'll be glad to hear you. Glad to have you.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a
thank you for coming. Yes. We're looking forward to hearing from you again. Wow.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, dear. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Woof. We're going to send him into the love lounge with his favorite libation at the bar. Wow. He is,
yeah.
I like that piece. Mm-hmm. Well, Diva, what you got for that?
I loved it. I loved it. Let me see what I got up in here. I got so caught up in the piece, I forgot to. Whew. Okay.
I was wondering the guy in the chair, dang it.
You're gonna think about me.
Lord have mercy,
man. Mm. Yeah, I'm a big fan of DVSN. I haven't played. I don't think I have played any of their songs in a good while, or it's just that I haven't played that in a long time. And that's one of my joints. Yeah. But when I feel like talking shit.
Wow.
I know they still think about me. All of them. I'm in a mood tonight. Y'all got me feeling.
I know. Look, the poets came through and tore us up. So with that,
yes,
I already know. I should have drank before this one coming here, because he makes me swoon every time. Every single time.
I don't know if he's going to be King Drip or if he's getting Javi. Which one?
I don't know, but I'm going to have to brace myself on my chair and find out. So let's bring him in. One of my favorite New York Johns. Hey, Hav, how you doing?
What's going on? What's the deal? Wait a second.
Oh my God! Come on, Robbie.
He has to go there.
Oh, sorry, Lord. You know.
It's a chance to sleep.
I'm just playing. But you know.
My goodness.
I figured I'd get it out the way before it was mentioned.
That's your epiphany brothers. That's your epiphany brothers. We wasn't going to do that to you. We the fucking divas of
no.
No, y'all defended me. Y'all defended me.
Yeah.
But I already know what they gonna be going off in the back town doing funny stuff. So I figure I get it out the way first before they do it. They be like, oh, you stayed away through the beast, huh?
Oh, okay, you've been so freaky.
That's what I told myself. I said, y'all got to wait. I said, get it all out before I take the kid gloves off. You know.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, be back like I ain't got a mouth, but it's okay.
You know
like,
it.
You so kind. Like, you so kind. I said, till I start cutting. That's all right. It's okay. I'm waiting for the voicemail because I know it's coming. I know it's coming. Kill my landlord, Paul. I'm waiting for it. So,
yeah. Oh my lord. Oh my god.
Ew. My landlord.
Mr. Open the door.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Yo, and he came in here and tore us on the God, I'm ready to be called all kinds of bad names.
He was in Mr. Nasty Man mode? Is that what happened?
Ooh, he had
okay.
me. You know what? He had me swimming in fudge, hot fudge tonight.
Yeah, you swimming in hot fudge.
Oh, my.
That's good.
Yeah.
You got to watch my cousin because sometimes he reeled up in air super smooth and other times it's like he teabagging people. So I don't know which one he's at.
Guess what? Crap. I don't care where he at. He got me swimming in hot fuzz tonight in my head.
Well,
oh, so that's the reason why he gave out chocolate wine then, huh? Okay. I love you, cousin. That's for the 2,556 jokes you told about me this morning. Don't think
you
slick.
Oh my goodness. Oh my
That's for the 800.
Lord.
All right, so here's the choice. I'm not gonna drip today. I'm taking a hiatus from dripping, because it's too much. I'm taking a hiatus. I gotta do it. I gotta, you know. So I'm only giving out love poems or serious is a heart attack. Serious is an MF-er poem. So you know that's what I'm gonna be doing. Plus, you know, they doing Black Love tomorrow. So you know I ain't gonna go drip, but you know. I'm going to go get my water shoes out.
Okay.
You know why I laugh like that, you know. You ever see that part of World Problem where he's like, he said, you got one. He's like, ooh. I'm like, Black Love, I got it.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, God.
Just swinging, and not my hands.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Out of VIP's like, New York John.
Oh, no, you are funny. Oh, no, I'm good. You're funny as heck.
I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
Do you want a love poem or do you want something serious? Which one would you like? What do you prefer?
Whatever you want to call it. I can't. Because whatever he brings, I'm swooning. It just seems I'm swooning and every time. So not sure that matters.
All right. Cool. Let's go. I'm trying this.
The mic is yours.
Y'all can hear all this stuff through the setup, right? All right. So let's try it this way. Tell me if you can hear it. Just that's all I need you to know. Just tell me if you can hear this. Can y'all hear that?
No.
That's terrible. Hold on. Alright. We make adjustments. That's what we do. Hold on for a second. Other than that, you heard they traded Russell Wilson? I was like, what?
They did?
They traded Russell Wilson. Yeah, they did. Traded to the Broncos.
Well, don't trip. Yeah, you know, life happens, man.
Yep.
They traded all our star players.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old, baby, I believe green, so they took them all away.
Let me see. Let's try this out. I'll use this one since it's not connected, so you should be able to hear it. Just tell me if it's too loud.
Yeah, turn it down a little bit. Woo. Yeah.
How's that?
That's good.
All right. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I think beauty is something that anyone can be, but not me. I see beauty in how I see things, how I see you, how I'm experiencing things, how the air can compare, how wind blows gently, the summer breeze meant for me, how I could see bleeds float from flower to flower, or the gentle mist after a summer rain shower, the way that sunlight will reflect off a puddle of chilly, crisp fall day. Beauty is seen for me in this way. It is a mischievous smile of a lover, maybe it's the way when I see her dance, time slows and the music makes her body grow. Beauty, gaze, caress, my mind's palette, allowing me to paint in my mind's eye colors unimaginable to memory. Your verse on canvas, the mass of lovers, and at last, my love has come along. Beauty, it's a song that my eyes sing, that my skin feels and is a meal for my taste. It is a passion that I fashion that skirts the rules of molecules. The beauty creates jewels of how they shine brightly. Take away, away, and the ugly unkindness of humans nightly. Beauty is day. Beauty is way to see the best in everything rightly. But you remind me what it feels not to be broken heart, mind, or spirit, the freshness of kiss, the knowing look, the way you fill the room with your smile. I think beauty is overrated, because it's something anyone can be. But real beauty is felt beyond the skin, more than sight. It is a waltzing heartbeat of intricate steps, souls clasping hands, minds and feet, minds spinning, a dip at every turn, and waist that won't wait, the parallel and rhythm, it is a dance, our dance, the way our words sweetly tickle indrums when concocted with affection. It heals, mends, fixes. Only scars remain as evidence there was once hurt, gone now with you standing here. I trust you with me, the softest part of me. The parts of me that don't seem sun, the hidden vulnerabilities that I would, if I could, run from. You are the breeze of green flags, being able to have good conversation, selflessness, consideration, being able to agree, to disagree, being excited. Your adventurous, authentic, and enthusiastic acceptance of appreciation and celebration and not toleration. Constructive criticism. Can you evaluate me when I am unable to elevate myself? Can I ask you for help? You're not a yes person to your family, your intellectual conversation, confidence, into the arts. You handle truth. Your social awareness, your good taste in music, your passion for art, for friends. You have an open mind. Will you be a student of me, being able to be reciprocated, being able to learn? Love. Being able to earn. Us. You are the trust. You are who I put my faith into.
You are who I believe in. You are who I want to fill my empty palms with. Keep my heart full. I will never be hungry. I will never be tired. And anything that I lack, it will never be because you have my back. And we are the it of where it's at. Please. Please. As I drop to my knees and ask you for forever. Please.
You know what?
Go ahead, baby.
You know, well, I can't, I don't have any different words because I'm always swooning, and I'm almost hating that I do, because once I swoon, it's hard for me to get back up. Anyway, like when you said that beauty was in the eye of the beholder, and you said something else to where near the end, and I got stuck, and then when I wanted to say something, I really got more stuck, and then I forgot what I was going to say. But I loved it. I'm just you have a way of delivering words that just like I should have braced myself. Let's just put it that way. But it was dope, and I loved it. Even what you got.
First, I wanted to fuck. Now I want to make love.
Oh, well. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Because now I'm on a different vibe. My God, that was beautiful. And, oh, God. Did you say you were on your knees?
I did.
Oh, Lord. That piece is, oh, God. Pieces like that, just with your feet massaged while certain things are being performed on you, and then, you know, breakfast in the morning served to you in bed, and your massage, your scalp massage while you were tub. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay. I'm back.
Have mercy.
Love the peace. Yes.
Whew. My computer shut down. Lord have mercy. Messing around with his words. I'm messing around. But
look what you did, Hobbs. You
like,
came in and shut the computer down.
I know, right?
Down.
It went totally black. My screen went black, and I had to hurry up and tap it back on.
My bad.
He's going to get a bill, too.
No,
it's
you
lying. No, you're not.
That was intentional.
You know
that was intentional.
Yeah, you know what? He's like the Reese Cup. Sorry, not sorry. Okay.
I love
that. Oh, my
goodness.
So that
was
beautiful.
As always, yes. Always.
Mm-hmm. Him and J-Rob were at the ends of each spectrum tonight.
Mm-hmm. I'm still swimming. I'm still swimming in hot puds, though. Put my head back.
Okay. That was my last. Okay, you know what? Oh no!
You know I'm a Pisces. We do that for fun. Right?
You know what? Okay. Wow.
They did this to me tonight. This is not my fault. They did this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do this.
No. It's somebody's fault, huh, Diva?
Yes. Ain't my fault. I'm a good girl.
Yeah.
Harvey's fault coming in here.
Oh, my goodness.
Sounding all. John coming in here with his melted chocolate and hot fudge sundae with Steve, I'm going to shut up. This is your show tonight. I'm going to hush, Steve. I got things on my mind.
First of all, listen. I'm just going to send Hive to the Love Lounge after I find out what he's got going on, because I'm still in the swoon section. So, Hive, what's going on in the Tiffany universe? I'm still swooning, so.
Well, Ms. VIP, and before I say it, I want to grab my hug from this VIP. Anyway.
Oh, Lord.
Inside joke. You gotta be an epiphany to get that joke, to know what that joke means. Anyway, next Tuesday, we will be having the Honey Dripper 2.0, where we will be featuring 90 drippers, of course. A lot of the new class drip, they're gonna be over there doing some funny stuff. We just gonna slap around a little bit, make sure they get it. You know, because we are. You know, it's like they pledging, you know, it's kind of stuff like that. Anyway, but we got three features, because we're bringing features to the Honey Dripper. I got Crystal Clear Poetry, My Nichelle, and Miss Tony B. Lord have mercy. Listen, bring your water shoes, get your towels, you know, dress as lightly as possible. Oh, it's going to be hot and sweaty and sexy. Yeah, like, you know, it's going to be one of those things. You just get your towel, wipe yourself, on it, do whatever you got to do. Make sure fellas don't let the towel get crunchy. No crunchy towels, fellas. No crunchy towels. Mm-hmm. 22.
Ew.
And No crunchy towels. Don't do it. Don't let it happen to you. No crunchy towels. Don't do it. Man, you can afford wet wipes, rather wet wipes. Cold press and wet wipes. Anyway, but it's going to be serious business. We're going to go over there and we're going to, you know, make it drip. Slowly.
All right. I'm going to hit you on back channel, okay?
All right, please hit me on back channel. All right, hit me on the back show. You got that. Well. She's like, I will. Oh, right. Come on, VIP.
Yo.
Come on, VIP.
Oh, my Lord.
I guess that grandma hug is coming sooner than later.
Oh, Lord. I cannot.
Oh my God!
I cannot.
Oh God! I can't.
No, we're gonna send him to the Love Lounge because he's cutting up. He's cutting up.
You're gonna be the Love Lounge. Look, see what happens.
Oh God.
I blame Pastor Slinky for all of this. Pastor Slinky, this is
all yours. Pastor Slinky.
If you hadn't read the 20-minute
novel,
you'd not be as predictive now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all righty then. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to escort you over. We really are this time. We're going to escort you to the Love Lounge and so you can see your brothers over there and try to behave. That ain't going to happen, but okay. But thank you, what a great ending to this show. This was amazing. You are amazing. Outstanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
As usual.
Thank you.
So, thank you so much, Mohave. One love,
love
one
you
mind.
Guys. I love you guys.
We appreciate you too.
You guys are the best. I'm just saying. One love.
I'm going to get him. He is a mens. Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you ever so much. This was an outstanding, amazing show. Dynamite. Y'all came through, burned up all the mics. Diva, I only think we have all mics left, and we can't burn them up. We need something for next week.
Guess what?
But anyway, y'all
guess
can,
what? If we do, I'm not touching them because they're still hot.
I know, right? I mean, I'm scared to even reach out and do it. But thanks
that's
to everybody who came
about.
Out tonight. We appreciate you. We love you guys. Listen, please stay safe. Maintain your distances and wear your masks, please. It's not over. God bless you guys. Diva.
Oh, goodness. You know what? They done took my energy. Yes. Yes. Everybody, use common sense. Okay. If you're not feeling well, stay away from the anxiety. Start feeling better. Paging around. I love you guys. I want you guys to continue to love one another. Get that good relationship going with yourself. Because they're in love spirit. And with that, I'm going to take us out with this. Okay.
You say I'm tripping, bullshit. You're the one to make me do shit. You're the one to make me feel it. The feeling of stupid. I was in your corner when you were putting me through shit. Now you wanna leave, no, you leaving me was foolish. You left me this far on my what more can I say? You make me this way. What more can I say? You make me this way.
All of these excuses, say I'm the one that made you ruthless. Well, you're the reason I'm crazy, and with you I feel useless. I let you have it, you took me for granted. Always wanna play the victim when they don't know the truth is you left me this far on my heart. When never take it that far. Why would you say that it was true love? If true love is absolute, what more can I say? You make me this way. Oh, you push me away. You'll never change.
say? What more can I say?